It's 9. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Lazy.
2. Move.
3. Over.
4. Silly.
5. Follow.
6. Order.
7. Tidy.
8. Clean.
9. Strangely.
10. Become.
2. Listen and choose the sentences you hear. 1. The man said everything.
2. Do exercise 7 on page 21.
3. I became worried about Peter.
4. I don't think he's a good boy.
3. Listen and choose the correct answers. 1. Has she made the bed?
2. Have you done your homework?
3. When did you come here?
4. May I use your bike?
5. I'll try to be different. 4. Listen and write the missing words. Dear Wei Hua, I haven't heard from you for a long time. How are you? I have just finished the exams. Now I'm glad to have time to write to you. Our teacher tells us that China is a large country. It has the largest population in the world. It is very far from the USA. It is on the other side of the world. Now the sun is shining brightly while I'm writing to you, but you are sleeping in the dark night. How interesting it is. I am becoming more and more interested in China. I wish to know more about your country. Could you tell me what kind of fun have for meals? Please write me soon. Yours, Peter. 5. Listen and put tick or cross before each sentence according to what you hear. A very young soldier was at a railway station. He was on his way to visit his mother in town. He wanted to telephone her to tell her the time of his train so that she could meet him at the station in her car. He looked in all his pockets but found that he didn't have the right money for the telephone. So he went outside and looked around for someone to help him. Unit 10. 1. Listen and choose the sentence you hear. 1. Has the train stopped?
2. Have you found a radio?
3. It's one of the best films in China.
4. Did you pay $10 for the video?
5. Have you gone fishing today?
6. I have combed my long hair.
2. Listen and write the missing words. Mike is an Australian boy. He is now staying in Beijing. Mike has not seen snow yet. He is going to have the first white Christmas in his life. Mike likes to collect stamps. He has collected more than 300 Chinese stamps since he came to Beijing. Now Mike is learning Chinese. The Chinese language is difficult for him. He has learned about 500 Chinese characters, and he can even write a little Chinese. Mike likes to visit beautiful places. He has been to Shanghai and Shenzhen. He likes Shenzhen best. He wants to visit Shenzhen again. 3. Listen and choose the correct answers. 1.
Have you returned the book, John?
Not yet. I'm going to return it now.
Where is John going? 2. Where is your trouble, young man?
I've got a headache and a high fever.
Where are they talking?
3.
Dad, I feel well enough to go to school.
But take the medicine before you leave.
How is the girl? 4. How is your baby, Mr. Smith?
Even worse. He's going to die.
Who is ill?
5.
Have you taken your temperature?
Yes, I have. I have a high fever.
What's wrong with the man?
4. Listen and put tick or cross before each sentence according to what you hear. Once there lived two old men. They did nothing all day and all night. One night one of them got up to the roof. There he saw millions of stars high up in the sky. So he said to himself, I will angle for the stars. They must be very interesting. So he took out his fishing rod and began to angle for the stars. The other old man saw him doing all this and asked, What are you doing over there? The old man on the roof answered, I'm angling for the stars. When the other old man heard this, he couldn't help laughing. How foolish you are! How can you get the stars high up in the sky? They are so far away from you, and your fishing rod is short. You must get a longer one, he said.